You know, there's one thing the economic news this week taught us. This housing market is just not cooling off at all. It's just astounding. Housing starts were up 4.9% last month. Existing home sales up 4.3%. Inventories are at historic lows. And interest rates have never been anything like this. You can get a 30-year mortgage for less than 3%. It's a great time to be in the home building business, one would think. But one has never been here. The largest privately owned home builder in North America has never been in North Texas until now. Keith Bass is the CEO of Mattamy Homes of the U.S. and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
That's great to have you too.
Well, and welcome. Nice to, welcome. Nice to. Welcome to the U.S.
Yeah.
Or welcome to North Texas, I guess. It's interesting. You're in all the it's a Canadian company, but I notice you're in all the hot areas, Charlotte and Jacksonville and Phoenix and Southeast Florida, Tucson. Why not Texas until now?
You know, the company really for, 30-some-odd years has been Toronto-based. You know, that's where the principal started the business, and that's where he invested, and that's where he knew. And, you know, about 15 years ago, they started getting into the U.S. and looking at different markets and kind of really started out to begin with down in Florida. If you're from Canada, having a second business location in Florida is probably a good thing for you.
Yep.
But, kind of started there and then just started looking at different markets where, what Mattamy was doing and what Mattamy stood for kind of made sense. And so I think it's just owned by one individual and it's a conservative company and it's just their kind of growth pattern. And so we kind of are now all over Florida and certainly have moved into the Carolinas, have some great opportunities in Phoenix. And so, Texas was really the next natural place for us to expand into.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Don Horton to some extent. I mean, he was private for a long time, grew. Of course, he's public now and, a massive home builder, but started out private and grew that way. So you're starting off in a big way. In fact, we were talking about this a little bit. The CEO last week, CEO of Centurion American, was on, and Mr. Moriarty was saying that he'd sold, enough space for 25, 26 different communities to you?
Yeah, it really gives us 25 selling opportunities throughout, North Texas. And so, primarily, obviously, in all through Dallas and Fort Worth, and it comes to us over time, which is what we like. It gives us an opportunity to really ramp up our business there and make sure we have the right team in place and the right product in place. And so it gives us some time over a couple of years to ramp up. But, yeah, it's a total of 3,400 home sites and about 25 different, product lines and communities throughout the Metroplex.
I can't conceive of a better time to be a home builder right now. There's tremendous demand, especially, post-pandemic. You've got incredibly low interest rates. I guess there's some inflation in some of the commodities, but this ought to be a time to hit the ground running, I would think.
It really is. And as home builders, we're going to complain about something. And, right now the complaint is you don't have enough, properly located communities to satisfy the public. So that's not necessarily a horrible thing to complain about, but the market is very strong. I think there's been a lot of pent-up demand for a lot of years. And you're right, when you get interest rates, sub 3%, been in this career and this line of work all my life, and I've never seen that. And it's kind of the days of, 30 years same as cash when you start talking about that low of an
exactly.
interest rate. So it's a great opportunity for people. Prices are, prices are moving up, but they're still very affordable in an overall sense. And Dallas is just a real strong, steady housing market. Even when the rest of the country goes into a downturn, you've got great job growth there and a great economic mix of different industries there. So, it's just a great, great market. I've been in that market before in other positions I've had throughout my career. And so we know the market fairly well and are just super excited to be there. But it is a great time to be in the housing industry in the U.S.
So where are you in this community right now? You're not coming above the ground, I guess. Are you putting in infrastructure and pipes and roads and that sort of thing?
No, there's eight communities that are up and selling. So they're very infancy stage. There's a few models up, but we've got selling opportunities, and we're selling and closing homes as we speak. So now again, the majority of those would have just started up probably over the last 8-9 months. But no, we're there, and you know, Murdad's company, you know, Centurion, they are really the developer. So as they develop these lots and get them complete for us over time, then we'll be starting models in many more locations and bringing our product to Dallas.
Do you build the same house here as in Calgary, as in Raleigh, for example?
No. All of our product, even in Canada, isn't the same from the west side of Toronto to the east side. And you know, in Tampa, we build a different product really for each buyer profile, and sometimes all the way down to the community itself. You know, there's unique characteristics of the community, and you know, unique characteristics of what that community is really missing, and what we think we can bring to the market. So even on the same size lot in the same city, we could have three or four different types of product lines that fit distinct buyer profiles based on price and buyer demographics, and maybe there's some architectural issues with a particular community. So no, even in the Dallas market, we have multiple different townhouse product that we'd be bringing on based on different segments of the population, and then also, you know, on the different lot sizes. So it's all developed locally for that distinct market. You know, some of the floor plans may look similar over time, but it's just a very, you know, different market, and Dallas has some of its own unique issues with regard to alley load lots, which is, you know, a little atypical for the rest of the country. And so you've really got to bring a product that the Dallas buyer is used to seeing and is really demanding in the marketplace.
One of the evolutions that we've seen a lot lately is the green movement, and it seems to have moved from something that was just sort of socially right to think about to something that's economical and actually makes sense. Prices seem to be coming down on solar panels, and presumably under a Biden administration, they may come down even more. Are you incorporating any of that? Can you save money? Are you incorporating that into your construction?
You know, we do some, and I think obviously the houses today are far more energy efficient than what was built, you know, 25 years ago, 10 years ago, maybe even 7 years ago. So the technology has changed with regard to, you know, just heating and cooling systems that are just so much more efficient. Obviously, the technology around different insulation types, the windows are completely different, and the technology that's now going into the windows and the window tinting and different double pane windows. So all of that kind of gets it every year or so, you get more energy efficient, which is really the first step to it. You know, we certainly have been using low VOC products and some environmental issues, you know, where you're getting into choices of products that once they get to be a reasonable increase in cost and get more accepted as more of the product gets sold, you see that price come down to where it's not a big leap to go from maybe an older product to a new product that has a much, you know, more environmentally friendly footprint. So we've been doing it for a long time. We've been doing, you know, programmable thermostats, you know, for years, and really that's kind of a mandatory thing. And it's a little bit of the thinking behind the family that owns the company, that they're, you know, they're very much in tune with that. And some of the technology that we're investigating in other businesses actually dovetails right into that more environmentally friendly thing. So it's, you know, it's something we look at. It's a issue of some people will pay the extra price, some people won't. But most people want it if they can get it and it's not inconvenient for them. And so I think it's that constant trade-off. But, you know, as more and more acceptance comes out of the product line and they sell more and more, you see the cost come down where, like I said, it's not a huge trade-off to give people, you know, a more environmentally friendly house that's certainly more energy efficient.
Right.
But so that's kind of, you know, the way that we look at it over time as to what should be in the houses and what makes sense.
Let me ask you two last things I'm curious about. We're beginning to see some commodity inflation. I know in your case, I guess it's lumber prices that are going up. We had the CEO of U.S. Concrete on the other day, and he said, you know, his aggregate prices are beginning to go on up a little bit. And by the same token, I would think a relatively new entrance to the market like this, you might have trouble finding labor. Talk about those two areas.
You know, I think on the commodity side, you know, COVID just did play some games with commodities. And the increase in volume has played some issues with commodities. You know, the lumber one, that really was a short-term functional issue. There's no timber problem or timber shortage in the U.S. or Canada, for that matter. There's actually a surplus. The real bottleneck was plants shut down, and so there wasn't any kind of inventory build, and then all of a sudden things picked back up, and the plants hadn't really fired back up yet. So it was really more of a short-term issue. We're already seeing the lumber prices unwind considerably. So I think that was kind of a short bubble that will get itself worked back out. Some of the other areas where we see, you know, windows and appliances and some HVAC equipment where you may have had some components built overseas that go into these products where you had shutdowns, and that's caused some issue with supply, which obviously pushes the price up a little bit. But again, I think that's kind of a short-term unwind. General commodities going up, you know, we this is the time of year that we always hear it, and it's people trying to get a price increase for the next year. But I don't think there's a shortage per se, long-term shortage with any of the product. I think it's more of a short-term thing. But we'll see normal price pressure through commodities in the, you know, 3 to 5% range, which is totally manageable inside the.
And something you always have to deal with, I guess, anyway.
You do, and you know, and there's always somebody who's going to come along and figure out a way to do it differently and maybe a little bit less expensively, and then you have a choice to make of changing, you know, changing out different types of products.
Yeah, so the one last thing, just quick, I was curious about the labor pool as you enter the North Texas market. Any trouble finding good people?
It's always an issue with our industry is finding good people. Sometimes you can find people, but not great trades, and you just have to work yourself through it. If we do our job as a home builder and we give them the information they need and we give them enough volume for them to be successful and profitable, and we make it a nice place to work, usually you can find contractors. But when the market jumps up like this as fast as it has, you know, if your market's up 20-30%, you know, it takes a little while for those people to come back into the industry. But there's other industries that aren't doing as well, and construction's a great, noble job to be in. And I think we'll bring some people from other sectors into our labor force because the wages are actually fairly high. So, I think it's a short-term issue. The guy that we have leading it here, Larry Craven, is a wonderful leader. He's been in the market for years and years and years. And, you know, certainly we have been in the market. Some of the management at Mattamy have been in the Dallas market over the years. So, you know, you work relationships and you treat people fairly, and I think over time we'll get the trade base that we need to be successful.
Keith Bass is the CEO of Mattamy Homes U.S., and you're going to see their name all over North Texas pretty soon. It's good to have you with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation with Mr. Bass, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.